My favorite president, for all kinds of obscure reasons, is Ulysses S. Grant. His distinctions with regard to birds and birding are limited, but he was the president who sponsored two federally funded scientific discovery projects, the Polaris Expedition, America's first major attempt to reach the North Pole, and the Hayden Geological Survey into the Yellowstone. On March 1, 1872, Grant signed the law establishing the Yellowstone region as a public park and setting a major conservation precedent. So he deserves credit for being the pioneering president who inaugurated the national park system, though few people realize it. Somehow, because of his successes on the battlefield, Grant has acquired the reputation of a butcher, but nothing could be further from the truth. It's well documented that from the time he was a small child, Grant lacked the stomach for any kind of bloodshed, and from toddlerhood on refused to take part in any of the family tanning business, spending his time riding and caring for horses. He did not want to go to West Point, but went because his father sent him. I'm not going to get into his strategies for winning battles during the Civil War, but his success stemmed from his focus on getting the war over with as quickly as possible due to his absolute support of Lincoln and his absolute rejection of slavery. How much he knew about birds is anyone's guess. I recently read his memoirs and, as I usually do when reading anything, searched throughout every page for any references to birds. But in the entire two-volume work, there were three mentions of a place called Bird's Point, one use of a bird idiom, 19 miles as the bird would fly, a single use of the phrase, killing two birds with one stone, and only a single mention of actual wild birds in his account of his one and only lifetime hunting experience during the Mexican Wars. He wrote, "I had never been a sportsman in my life, had scarcely ever gone in search of game, and rarely seen any when looking for it. On this trip there was no minute of time while traveling between San Patricio and the settlements on the San Antonio River, from San Antonio to Austin, and again from the Colorado River back to San Patricio, when deer or antelope could not be seen in great numbers. Each officer carried a shotgun, and every evening after going into camp, some would go out and soon return with venison and wild turkeys enough for the entire camp. I, however, never went out, and had no occasion to fire my gun, except, being detained over a day at Goliad, Benjamin and I concluded to go down to the creek, which was fringed with timber, much of it the pecan, and bring back a few turkeys. We had scarcely reached the edge of the timber when I heard the flutter of wings overhead, and in an instant I saw two or three turkeys flying away. These were soon followed by more, then more and more, until a flock of 20 or 30 had left from just over my head. All this time I stood watching the turkeys to see where they flew, with my gun on my shoulder, and never once thought of leveling it at the birds. When I had time to reflect upon the matter, I came to the conclusion that as a sportsman I was a failure and went back to the house. Benjamin remained out and got as many turkeys as he wanted to carry back." So Ulysses S. Grant was no hunter. Last week I visited Galena, Illinois, where he lived briefly, and I visited his house in a museum and took a photo of a painting made of him in 1863 in which he's holding binoculars. No, he wasn't using them to look at birds, but a girl can dream. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.